very interesting and beautiful topic, which is a very big need of our society today. Many people are, you know, confused about this, and what we read in our salah every day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Translation, you alone may we worship and you alone may we seek help.
Yeah,
so
true.
We worship Allah alone and we seek help from Allah
and
alone.
And we repeatedly say this.
How many times a day we say this in our salah? And people take from here this ayah that nobody else apart from Allah can help us. Then this, the meaning of this blessed verse in the tafsir Salatul Jinan, it says the real helper is also you, i.e. Allah Azza wa Jal. Without your permission, no one can help anyone apparently, physically, and spiritually.
Spiritually, yeah.
No one can help anyone on a small or large scale.
No doubt.
This is the tafsir, the commentary of the Quran. So when we say, however, by the virtue of the bestowal of Allah Almighty, the pious servants of Allah Almighty are also the helpers of Allah Azza wa Jal. How? This ayah of the Quran is saying, you alone we worship and you alone we seek help. There is another ayah in the Quran after this, in Surah Al-Tahrim, ayah number 4, translation from Qawzul Iman. So indeed, Allah is the helper, no doubt, which we have discussed. And indeed, Allah is the helper, and Jibreel, and the virtuous believers, and after that, the angels are also his supporters. So Allah says in the Quran that Jibreel is also a helper. Not only Jibreel, who was the virtuous people, i.e. the pious people, are also the helpers of as well. Regarding this verse, it says that again in the tafsir of the Quran, Siratul Jinan, the word Mawla, helper, has been mentioned for Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and for the pious Muslims as well. So from the Quran, it's been proven, and Allah will just say the helpers are who also? Jibreel alayhi salam and the virtuous people as well. So this is, in general, what we have come to know, that not only, no doubt, the main help is from Allah.
The real help is from Allah.
The real help is from Allah. Yeah. But with the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the giving of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah has also given this opportunity, this power to the people to ask for help as well. For example, I give in the world as well. You fall ill.
Yeah.
We go to the doctor.
True.
We get medicine. Afterwards, we become okay. Who gave us shifa? Was it the doctor? Was it the medicine? Or was it Allah? End of the day, Allah is the one who gave us shifa. These doctors,
all
these medicines are a means.
Yeah.
Same way, I need some money. You have money on you. I say, Rizwan, but can you borrow me £1,000?
Right? It happens. Yeah.
So you have helped me. You are the helper.
Yeah.
In other words, you are the Mawla, which is the helper, which is mentioned in the Quran. You have helped me. So, but the real help is who? Allah gave you the tawfiq to help me. You understand? So each part, we always go back to Allah. No doubt. No awliya Allah, no prophets can do nothing without the power of Allah, without the bestowal.